Blog Talk Radio.
You are listening to WithInsightsRadio.com on the Blog Talk Radio Network, your free online holistic publication resource radio for trusting your intuition, achieving self-discovery, and following your soul self.
I just love that music, man. It inspires me. Anyway, this is Mudto. My show is Midnight Garden. And we're having some wonderful rain here in the garden. So we'll have to sit under the shelter. We won't be able to sit in with the vegetables as I usually suggest we do. Perhaps at some time the rain will abate and we can go and roll around with the bunnies and such. But until that time, I should warn you that I have heard a thunderclap or two. So if we do lose power here at Mudto Central, I will have to dial into Blog Talk again, so I may be off the air for a minute or two. My laptop has a battery backup, of course, but my Wi-Fi does not. So chances are, if there's any interruption in the juice, there will be a brief interruption in the program as I put stuff back together. But anyway, this is sort of a surprise. We had a little bit of rain earlier. There's been thunderstorm in the forecast all day, but that was the first instance of the gods bowling that I've heard all evening, and of course it comes just before the show starts. Okay, a couple of bits of old business to cover. Last week, I was suffering from sinusitis. I didn't know that yet, but that's what it was. But it took away my voice, and I couldn't do the show. So I looked through a couple of old shows, and I didn't just pick one at random. I looked through some that I thought might be interesting. And there was one I almost played that was one I did about deleting Facebook pages of friends of mine who had died. But I didn't want to be quite that maudlin. Plus, you know, you've got names of real people in there, and I'm going to deal with that. So I picked one. It was a show from 3 years ago, almost exactly 3 years ago, as a matter of fact. It was when I had lost my apartment on Neal Avenue and was kind of contemplating what that meant for the future direction of my life, which, of course, I didn't know at that time. And I had some interesting speculation, at least to me, listening to it from this distance, some interesting speculations about what that might be, quite a bit off, actually. And also about the last, I didn't listen to the whole thing before I put it up. I listened like the first 10 minutes. But listening to it sort of on the way down, because I wanted to put a little tag on it. And the last 5 minutes, I mean, I was like, it seems to be you sort of listening to yourself and kind of getting embarrassed about what you're saying and trying to see if there's some reason I can reach back into time and get my three year ago self to not be saying those things. There's a lot of stuff about women who were in my life and how I felt about them and how it was affecting the way I felt about my situation. And it could have been, it's a valid point, but it could have been covered in 15, maybe 20 seconds. It didn't really require the almost 10 minutes that I spent on it. I guess they shut up, Mudto, shut up. But of course I didn't shut up. I didn't listen to myself. I generally don't listen to myself anyway. I definitely don't listen to myself through the sands of time. So it ended up that way. And then, of course, if you listen to the show, you probably have anticipated what I'm about to say. I muted my microphone. Oh, somebody's. Let's not get this. I live right next to a fire station, and there's another fire station down the road, and there's a police station a few blocks away. The police helicopter base is about a mile down the road, and I live like about two blocks from a hospital. So there's always plenty of noise going back and forth, and it'll completely throw me whenever it happens. But anyway, what I was about to say was I had muted my microphone, so when I played the previous episode, And I forgot to turn it back on. So when I did my little two-minute tag there at the end, again, coughing and wheezing because I just could barely get the couple of minutes done. But to those of you listening at home, it would have been silence because I had my mic shut off. Then I did remember to play the little bit of jazzy music I always play at the end. But I don't know if anybody hung around through the 2 minutes of silence to get to that. But all in all, you know, I guess not a horrible thing to have happen while I was struggling so badly. I spent most of the weekend in bed, and I had work on Monday, and I managed to struggle through that. But by the end of the day, I was, because the job I have working with medical students where I pretend to be sick. Well, I actually was sick, but it wasn't the same sick as they wanted me to be. So it created a lot of my coughing and my wheezing created a lot of confusion. I have to go to the doctor, and it so happened. The star aligned, and I was able to get in the next day, and they gave me the antibiotics I required, and I was pretty sure that's what I required. I know what that feels like in my body when I need antibiotics, and so that's what I got. Now, I get a little bit – actually, that's not quite fair. I didn't get as much as I expected, but I often get negative feedback. You know, I go to the white coat doctors and get antibiotics. You should just use – you know, you have some honey, coconut oil, what are some of the other charm substances, vinegar – other things, they said, and I know the people have had, people have wonderful luck with this stuff, and I'm glad they do. And it would be beautiful if I could live in that world. If I could have, I was going to say that kind of faith, but I don't think that's what I think. There's definitely some therapeutic value to it, but whether it was that I waited too long or what the deal was, my cough and my phlegm were just laughing at the natural remedies. So I went and I got myself some antibiotics. I've been taking them every 12 hours ever since, and it's mostly taking care of everything. I mean, the routine, of course, is that you take them until they're gone, and that would be a week from today. So I'm going to be taking these horse pills for a while. I don't think I'm going to share that. That's probably too much information. Of course, everything else, all the other medical stuff, goes on as originally planned. I did have I'm supposed to be taking my blood pressure, and I don't have a blood pressure machine at home, so I have to go to a CVS or something and get it done. Well, I took my blood pressure when I went to the doctor for this to get my pills, and they measured it 120, which is like 30 points lower than it was, when my when my doctor became concerned about it. And I'm like, there must be something else operating here, because there's no way I have not been following my, my diet and exercise regimen to a T. In fact, I've barely been following it at all. About the only thing I've done on a consistent basis is I have given up my salty snacks, the chips and the dips and all that, because all the sodium that's in it, and the sodium boosts your blood pressure. So I did, no more potato chips, no more Fritos, all that. I just put all of that aside and started eating fruit, healthy snacks instead. That's the only thing I've really changed. A bunch of stuff, I still eat at restaurants way too much, still way too much bread, still not, although I have fruit and vegetables, although I have eaten more, it's still not enough. I'm not getting enough exercise. It's all kind of, I'm not even close to being, in alignment with this plan I'm supposed to be following. But at the same time, the number went down. So I start to think, it's just about being sick, because I've always read it's the other way around. You get higher blood pressure when you're sick. Obviously, I don't have enough data to generate an explanation for it. I don't know whether to point it out to my regular physician, because I didn't see my regular physician here. I saw the nurse practitioner. I don't even know whether I point out this 120 reading, 120 over whatever it was. It's the top number they want me to watch. Do I say, hey, I got a 120? then we try and figure out why. I don't know. Don't know, don't know, don't know. The big thing I was concerned about was I was, on Wednesday, I was scheduled to go in for a research MRI, which is something relatively new I've been doing, where you just go and they put me in the MRI tube. And like first time I did it, they were training somebody to use the machine. So they want a patient in there. They wanted somebody who was just a regular person. And then this time it was somebody doing a research project, developing new ways to use the MRI. So again, don't want a patient. They want just a regular person in there. It's not strenuous and it's not painful at all, but it is rather anxiety producing because you're in this very small space and you can't go anywhere. If you wanted to, you couldn't go anywhere. There's no way because you're kind of in there and they have to get you out. So you're hoping that the guy in there isn't just some sort of isn't some sort of crazy person who's just gonna leave you in there until you die. They're very good. They pipe music in and they give you your instructions and at least the ones that I've worked with so far have told me how far along we were, how many okay, we're almost done and all that, which is good. It helps. Really, the only bad times are when they're like recalibrating or something. They're figuring out what they're going to do next, and I'm just sitting in there waiting for my next instruction. When they're telling me something, it's really I have something to do. I have something to concentrate on. I don't think so much about how stuffy it is and how I can't I don't have any room for my elbows, and how the top of the tube is like literally 6 inches away from my nose. It's kind of actually it gets me a little bit anxious just thinking about it. But it's just I won't say no feeling in the world. I haven't known kind of exhilaration. It's been a long time since I felt the kind of exhilaration I feel when they pull me out of that thing, when they open up that drawer and I'm back in the outside world, and I did it. I didn't panic. I didn't scream to be let out. They'll let you out if you want to be let out. You tell them that they can hear you. And they'll let you out. And of course, it screws everything up. But made it through twice now without screaming to be let out. That's kind of makes me proud. I'm told not everyone can do it. So that's one thing anyway. That's something I can put on my list. Put it on my resume. I take an MRI. Well, okay. So what was I going to talk about? That I just wrote a couple cryptic things down here on the. Well, I wrote the quick brown fox jumps over the lazy dog. No one knows why. Okay, so that doesn't really mean anything. My episode tags were shaman sayings, mnemonics, and antibiotics. I already kind of talked about antibiotics. Mnemonics is interesting. I can't even remember why I wanted to talk about mnemonics, but I've spelled it wrong. The mnemonics I've spelled is about... I don't know. That's probably about the lungs or about some sort of machinery that works on bladders and fluids and such. Well, I meant to write that's the one that starts the letter P, P-N-E-U, et cetera, et cetera. I want to lop that P off of there. Mnemonic means a string of letters that helps you remember something. My dear Aunt Sally helps you remember multiply and divide before you add and subtract. And I definitely had an idea in mind about, I was going to discuss something about mnemonics, but it has escaped my brain because I wrote all this stuff up about 6 o'clock this evening. I was out, got a little work done, got my bills paid this morning, and then I went to my therapist appointment. This afternoon, and then I stopped and had a late lunch at the Waffle House. I came back here and put my stuff together for the show, and I made myself dinner. I made elbow macaroni, gluten-free elbow macaroni, and with some chopped up yellow bell peppers and eggplant I was trying to do that. So I'm supposed to be putting more vegetables and things. So wasn't too bad. It's not like you get at the restaurant, though. See, that's the thing. I'm fighting this ideology, so I can never go to a restaurant again. Is that it? And of course, that's not it, but that's what sticks in one's brain, you know, Matt. And other things are doing, am I ever going to work again? Am I ever going to have a date again? All these things that sort of weigh on my mind, and I try to find something else to think about. Something else to work on. I have an opportunity to work on something. I have an opportunity to work on this for this charity that my old assistant principal from high school was running. And they have a list of leads that I'm need to be finding working phone numbers and getting in touch with them. Of course, I can't do it over the weekend because it's just, we're not working. But I could get the phone numbers over the weekend. These are all things I could have done, quite a while ago, but I have been ill. I have been pretty ill since I originally got that information, but still not 100% pleased with myself on my performance on that. But I can redeem myself because no one has yet to. The phone hasn't rung yet with someone saying, what have you done with that list? So until that happens, I'm cool. No one knows. Of course, there is someone I would. I wonder if she found that. I'm sorry. I checked my Facebook because I saw there was a message there. There's this thing, one of these things where you sort of send away, and not send away, but they say it's telling us. We'll tell you. We'll tell you what Roman emperor you descended from, one of those kind of things. This is just they're telling you who you are based on your name. And, I did it, and it said mostly good things. Well, they all say good things. Nothing says bad things about you. They say mostly good things about me. So, I put it out there. What the hell, I don't want everything to be doom and gloom. They did say some good things about me that I believed. Kind of went off the rails at the end saying, my wonderful smile and all that. She's trying to remember the last time I smiled. Anyway, I see now one has popped up here from my daughter. So I'm possibly she saw mine. Maybe she saw it from somewhere else. I don't know. She's got a lot of friends. But she got a pretty good one too. I think that's what happens. You get pretty good ones because they want you to like their page. It says, please like my page. Just before the show started, I had been looking through some old Facebook posts from a friend of mine. One of those type of friends that I saw once, and I got her, saw once at an event, got her Facebook information, and have never seen her since, but see all of her Facebook posts. And let's go over her posts, and it's just because she seems like she is intelligent and artistic and empathetic and expressive. And I cannot make myself believe that she's a Trump voter. It's just I reacted back in January. I just reacted to that information. It made obvious in a post that she made. And just a shock. I mean, if she had told me she was a zebra, I could not have been more shocked. And I think it tells us, there's a couple ways you can go with that. The first way is the way most people go, which is just they just start shouting at each other. You make bad jokes and make fun of each other and try to, and I guess for some reason they think that's going to make the other person change their minds if you make fun of them. That works a lot, doesn't it? But the way I tend to look at it is, you know, what does this mean? I mean, if I'm shocked, then obviously I have failed to understand something. And you can say, well, it's a one-time kind of freak thing. You know, I don't think so. There's 43 million people. I think that's the number. 43 million people. Was it 43 million for Trump and 47 million for Hillary? The 43 was enough because of the Electoral College. But I mean, that's a lot of people. That's not a lot. Sort of the conceit of the intelligentsia is that, you know, all those people are dumb people, racist people, people who have allowed themselves to be duped. And I don't know. You know, I think people that, again, the intelligentsia are just waiting for the 43 million to come back to their senses, and I don't think that's going to happen. I think that there are real concerns being expressed that the conventional political parties have been ignoring for far too long. Not just through the Obama years, not just through the Bush years, not just through the Clinton years. I think it goes back to Reagan and the idea of trickle down, and when trickle down didn't happen. I think when people started to lose faith that lose touch with the idea that if their government served them in some way or was even interested in them, it became a point of, well, you know, those guys suck. You need to vote for us. And is that really the only reason you can give me to, you know, put you in power over me? Is that you're not as reprehensible as the candidate the other party is running? And I think again our intellectual elite need to take some responsibility for that. It's hard to imagine Mr. Trump being elected if the Democrats had run any other candidate. Like you're saying, people standing up, the 43 million standing up, oh, come on. I just can't. I mean, that's the spot I was in. I didn't want to vote for Mr. Trump, and I didn't. But I could not, you know, just with all that baggage and all the obfuscation. Do I have that? Is that the right word I want? Kind of middling back and forth with the truth viewpoints. She's not like John Kerry when he ran for president. You know, viewpoints determined by poll. You know, whatever, whoever won the last poll, that's what my viewpoint is. And couldn't cotton to it, as disastrous as I thought Mr. Trump was going to be for us, and as he still may be, he's got plenty of time. And again, I didn't vote for him, so, you know, don't jump at me with that. But and I did voted for someone else. That's a didn't matter. My vote wouldn't have made the difference. But I didn't want, this is what people, you know, my friends don't understand. I didn't want Hillary to be president either. I didn't want either one of them to be president. I want someone qualified to be president. I want someone, and that goes for Congress too. I want someone who has some empathy, somebody who cares about what happens to ordinary people in this country. And I don't know that we have one single person in Washington, D.C. who qualifies under that score. I know I had promised numerous times that this was not going to be a political show. But I don't think that's. I don't think what I'm talking about now goes beyond politics. This is about a system that's broken. Politics can't even happen anymore. The people's business can't be done because the system is corrupt from top to bottom. And the responsibility with that starts with us because we're the ones who voted those clowns in and keep voting them in. You see the service time some of these senators have? They just keep getting voted in over and over and over again. How does that happen? He promised them some sort of goodies. You send me back and I'll bring you back goodies. We'll do better than everybody else did. The failure of capitalism. The idea that we have to put people behind us. We have to slit people's throats. We're not happy if we're not doing better than everybody else. I'm hearing rumbling. The gods are bowling. Saying, Mudtoe, shut up. People don't want to hear it. No? Certainly that's right. One looks at the content and quality of the news reporting we have. Certainly we don't want to hear. We don't want to think about the gravity of the situation. Where it's at. Of course, you know, things picking up for me. I'll be working 2 or 3 days a week for the next 3 weeks. Pay my bills. Come closer and closer to being a fully contributing, functioning member of society. And I still want to be that, although I increasingly find it difficult to understand A, what that means, and B, why I should desire it at all. Here, Iggy's put in some new sound effects. Hold on. Harmonic swell. Okay. Whatever you say. I guess I really should listen to these things first before I jump into them at inopportune times. Here's Adriana's sound effects. It's my show from last week. I should take off. Are we having fun yet? What I'm doing, I'm looking for my closing music. All the way down here at the bottom. There I am. Okay. Because there's about a minute left, long enough for me to ask you to, or tell you, thank you for listening to the show this evening. One of those maudlin notions. Sorry about that. I've been talking about being more positive, looking for positive ways out of things, and turning things in a positive direction. And I didn't get there tonight. But I will try all the harder to get there next time. So I hope you'll join me then, and I hope you have a pleasant good evening.